seeing it anymore.
Yep.
Smile for the camera.
Hello. Right.
Anyone? I think there should be a plate for Anne.
That should be this one, yeah.
But I think maybe that should be on the
Yeah,
end.
It's hard to know what that is. That's this is a bit of HTML goo. I think
yeah.
there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MBDA
but this,
presumably
this
is lambda.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you
yes,
underline the
course, of course it is. Yeah.
You underline the goo in
and
each
goo
case,
case,
but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon this stands for lambda?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
What's different? Is this?
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission lines.
Mm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying. It's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
Let me know. Nebulosity. ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed for to keep Hubble?
To
yeah.
not. Yes, to keep Hubble. For this, that
yeah,
should
that
be
should
green
be a source
as well.
Type. Yeah. It's
well,
yeah.
It's
do you think that's
name.
Part of the name? Yeah.
Yes,
I don't
know.
Yeah, I have no way
of
knowing.
Yeah. I think it's all.
Absorption line systems
one
shouldn't
name.
Be there.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs. I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Yeah,
yes.
These species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah,
not
that's fine.
Individual lines.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I seem to have just died on
this. I win.
You got bored. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who wins.
Yeah, yeah. No. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And you again.
That's a special feature. That's okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can
that.
Get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in
it
Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week?
Mm. I didn't need it.
I didn't know what
I
he meant, but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lens and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that,
mm-hmm.
as long as that's red as well.
Yeah.
Which it is. Oh, galactic
oh.
stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G-dwarf.
G-dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's
all right.
One.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's one of them out over here, I think.
Right.
Our sun.
It's
a G-dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
And cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
Because it's
Lyman
saying Lyman
Alpha
Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then maybe there shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think that's just a good question.
Radio Lab Quasar again. You're right. Emission models, definitely not. Why associated?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. what does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated with absorption? It doesn't say it's associated
with
what.
Though, isn't it? Is it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah.
So
right, okay.
So
that means
then.
Perfect.
Right.
And associated again.
Yeah.
Those are
mechanisms,
so they don't count. I just missed it. That's it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah. Then
mm-hmm.
that do,
do
I
that.
Think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so if we've both been not marking it,
yeah.
There might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But
well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you like. It's not only about resolution, but sort of like coming up with a corrective version.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the other one there, the Quasar, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And this is exactly the same as the last one. In the systems.
Yep.
IM galaxies.
It's a kind of a regular galaxy.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Deep Field is being marked. And absorption shouldn't be marked.
Yeah.
I don't think Able Cluster is different from Cluster. And Able Cluster is just...
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in HIN not to have Able Clusters.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Soft Access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
we can have soft access.
I agree.
We could come to blows over soft
right,
access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BL LAX and radio BL LAX, I think, are because the BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree.
So
that's fine.
That's fine.
CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can agree with taking that out.
Intermediate is a region.
The so-called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
Because it's
if
a region.
If we talk about the borderline
yeah.
region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just it's not me.
Yeah, it's badly
easy.
Written.
It's so good. Infrared galaxies. We said not to mark things based solely on
sources defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
And starbursts count?
Yes, they do.
Surely.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy. But they are talking
yes.
about starburst galaxies.
Yes, they are.
And the galaxies?
Galaxies.
Continuum or continuum flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really make
it doesn't
a difference.
Really matter. I'd
say
continuum flux, but I don't. Obviously.
Let's
but I don't care.
In most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same as feature. Word line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization,
is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just from a
spectrum.
Point
to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by polarized light.
Yeah. Well, I think I would actually leave it. And with only those broad line in it. I was thinking that's what you have been doing earlier on.
Yes. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what was marked here.
Have
you got the bottom of this page?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was, because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are, this should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay,
well, actually, sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
So are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah.
No.
Characterized
right.
by unusually.
Okay, so the question is.
Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line.
Different to any weak
line.
Oh,
I've got line, that's fine.
Isn't it?
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
a line there as
but
well.
But I think
different.
Weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
But
well.
In the same way that you have broad line, it would be in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
It just made that up. And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
HC.
Yeah.
That's not a source.
Yeah.
I don't
know
that's
a source.
Line again. We've got emission line in the ratios. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
It's right again. Oh, no,
it's not right.
Yeah.
Mm. Line emitting gas, I don't like. Yeah. Far infrared galaxies, we can't have. That's okay.
Emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Damped Lyman alpha absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, it can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier anyway.
Yes. That should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
No, it doesn't
that is not
well.
A source type.
Well,
what were you thinking?
It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. DBLA absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it
that's
covers
right.
a significantly
yeah.
small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process. Source.
Yeah. Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
This feature. Yeah, okay.
Is a feature a spectral feature?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Okay. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
No line should be in.
Yeah.
X-ray
BLX. Yeah, that's okay.
Intermediate
types. No, if
we put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It should be in.
You get it then. That doesn't go in. That's okay.
Oh,
ah.
This is complicated.
Right.
Oh,
that's okay.
It's like
we don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Nope. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which I had a line?
Yes, we are taking out a line on its own.
Right.
So we have, yes.
But you just...
Okay.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes,
so
we have to take. What line are we talking about? In general, every time there's been a line. Has there been a line? Okay, it's
line width.
But it's still. Where's that's lines? Have we had any just where it says
line ratios?
Ratios?
We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I think
that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectra.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectra should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave band, we were putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line centre.
Mm.
In fact, the whole thing should be like that, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
That's
right, UN. Eclipsing. I don't
know. No, that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right, starburst. Oh, starburst life activity. That's. I don't think that's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But an AGN is a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
An AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. A starburst galaxies.
We're counting starbursts if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, then that's fair enough.
But a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in this case, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same.
Right,
they either have to both stay or both go, and
yeah.
I think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it's star forming. I get to do it.
Yeah,
different. But yeah,
star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. It's starburst. Okay. We've just got this split up. I think that should be H. Your right is two.
Or was
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But you're saying between that line and that line.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right here. That's
you
quite
are,
a
yes.
Name.
That's quite the name. Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
know.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in. Ooh.
So we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh. What have we done?
Oh no, the other same. Sorry. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines?
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. We weren't doing special shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include flux spectrum. Quasars?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization.
Well,
they're lobals, aren't they?
Are they?
Lobal is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high bals are, but low bals are.
They are.
Okay.
It's a big joke.
Oh, right.
High bals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah.
Emission line
that's
candidates.
Going. That means objects that are identified
yes,
and
right.
maybe at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's talking about
continuum
muscle continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband detections, but we were doing, yeah. Nice tea. Mine too. Now, what were we doing if
radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you wouldn't in language speak. Well, each conduct is a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the...
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
As one.
I don't know what you...
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No!
Yes, take it out. Haunt, isn't it? The spectral
yeah.
components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Public field again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, we can't
have
that.
Shouldn't be in either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type. Yeah.
That's right. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah. Oh.
IGM, I've done again.
Right.
This is nice and easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
We
can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But we want the line still. The
galaxy,
galaxy or galaxy?
The galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
Instead of proper, whatever the word is.
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross it out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what HPC stands for?
Does. Known to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
That's
yeah,
that
clouds.
Should be in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless we don't spell. ICN.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
You're right there.
Should
be this, and it probably is. That's probably
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now the energy are different. I missed out that.
Right.
H B to
line
width.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HP to, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line if it is that way. You can have flux.
Hooray.
HP2 should be in.
Yeah.
Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
Why?
We wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
So, sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the Acumen rule? The first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, Acumen.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside
yeah.
Market all as one entity.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that either.
Yeah, I've missed that a lot.
Weak emission. I think should be in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If we're including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then
weak
emission,
emission
levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying,
yeah,
no. I agree.
No, nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh yeah,
sorry. Red contributor should be in.
Okay.
Board line emission and the rest frame UV should all be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that
no,
should
right.
be out.
Yeah. Oh, no it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Lines. Yeah, this is a radiative transfer thing, so they don't mean they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. An associated champion.
CTIO.
That should be. Oh wait, is
what
that?
Does it stand
that's
for?
An observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter? The
but
name of that
thing.
Telescope.
Yeah.
And the AOT is an observatory as well, isn't
it?
Yeah. So. Yes, but it's also a telescope. And I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope, the CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called. Otherwise, they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually. But anyway. I don't mind.
We're
including observatory because if it's part of the proper name of the instrument.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Up the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
No. Yeah. Right.
Iron should be.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing there?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron
lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it should
lines.
Be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping line in because it's strength. Yeah. Continuum flux. We should have all in.
We're doing that. Yeah. Do. No.
No. Oh. There's going to be hundreds of those. This is quick.
Damped Lyman Alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know about quasars.
I don't know what that means either.
I
one damped Lyman Alpha QSO is. It's not a source stuff. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. DAWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. It's 25 of DA type and 6 of DB type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
white dwarfs,
class.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yes, you're fine with that.
I'd put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No, that's right.
So neither of them.
Okay.
At all goes.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
No absorptions. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but...
Yeah, I
well, we're
I
doing ultra-luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So we should do...
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
only
discuss them as a separate class.
Distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies are.
Okay.
No absorption lines
should
be in. And the same here. I didn't. Not to do associated ones.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we... Oh gosh, what if we can do about A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are
yeah.
right, yeah. Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can point to that.
Okay.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL
it's
outflow.
It's
though, a, yeah, it? That doesn't count.
And absorption in a small cloud. That
doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
And I didn't...
Blue wings of this,
know what's going on
and
here.
This and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And
this.
And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what This
I think
means
if the line's too long, you've highlighted
oh,
it all
I highlighted
as one.
It all as one, right.
And I've highlighted it as separate, it should be separate.
Okay,
yeah. What's this N thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the so
the end
so more
should be.
Have the end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it probably was and it just hasn't printed because Olivia
right.
wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you look
so
at
your end
look at what
starts.
Olivia's done here.
Yeah, yeah. I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So N probably.
So you're mostly
be.
Setting setting for the solution where you mark all conducts
yes,
individually.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
Absorption components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Mm.
Oh, so is that's right.
But it's all, is that also the name of the source?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
that's
width.
That's true. Well, okay, yeah. So we've been in here.
Rich
iron
spectrum.
You're probably right. It is a feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectral feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of actually lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then
mm-hmm.
after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's a feature
yeah.
of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You can't see.
Yeah.
That's
the
rich iron
spectrum.
Obviously,
right.
this is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah, so in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
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 I think so.
Mm. Yes, it's not a spectral feature, it's a feature
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's
which
not.
Is different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes.
And
with us.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to make it to our second cookie break.
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals?
I
don't
mind.
I think
are giant ellipticals separate things? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are
so.
Separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Yeah.
In the ether
okay.
beads.
Okay. Line emitting gas, I'll get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah.
you want ionized in there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hmm?
You can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same as...
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission. And there's non-high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so, yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh,
you've
yeah,
got
yeah.
X-ray source. R117.
Now our line secret one should all be one, with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. This is
yeah.
describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
No? That counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you said this has been detected.
Right,
yeah.
okay.
I think should be in.
Yeah, okay.
Emission.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a mist.
Yep.
Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Templar nodes is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on though, but is it just describe your mechanism there? It isn't a special feature such as
No, I think it's a special
process.
Feature. You can point to damped lamin alpha absorption in the same way you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, damped lamin alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damped lamin alpha absorbing because it just shifted in the spectrum there.
I'm not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB to absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damped lamin alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But
I
can't remember
both.
What we've done before.
Because we've... Every feature is produced
well,
by a
process.
Well,
if it was absorption in damped lamin alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it, says, what it means with low redshift damped lamin alpha cloud absorption. If it was damped lamin alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption...
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say, there's the damped lamin alpha absorption, there's
yeah,
the...
Yeah, well that's true.
In the same
that's
way
true.
That...
Mm. So the, you know, HB to emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it, so that's...
Yeah, I think
yeah,
that should
okay.
be in there.
Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type? In the future. I haven't heard it referred to since, but
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right, they have me. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies where, you know, they've just got ultra-luminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But
I guess keep it probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei starburst galaxy.
I've made
galaxy.
That one up, so
yeah,
never
that
one
is a
yeah, you there's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies. So that do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that
yeah,
has
it's got it in.
That should
so
be
that's
in.
Okay. Yeah.
But what was starburst nuclei? You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not
right.
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
that's fine.
So what happened also, you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And
oh,
if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
Then it has to be in
I
there.
See.
Continue with flux, you can have.
Mm-hmm.
UV and optical emission line. Ratios.
Yeah.
But
I think all of that goes then, doesn't it? Sure.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
It
modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. No emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2
right.
Supergalaxy isn't one.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
Yeah. TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing
broadband
detection.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Using the Whipple air.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
an
instrument.
Instrument.
It's not
yeah.
a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. You can have that. Right. Right, the other one we stopped after 4 meter. So
oh yes,
we
should it should
be. There as well.
No emission lines from higher.
Yeah. We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah,
that should be
you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum
radiation. No.
Neither. Mm-hmm.
Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's
I think
emission
that goes
from
out.
The narrow line region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yeah. Yeah, white dwarfs is a source type.
SP Lobau is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid though, maybe NK
yeah.
is. Oh no, Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
was going
yeah.
in.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah. That's right.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. He's so electronic. Ooh. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars,
yeah.
are
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UVXS is alright, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a special feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in because it's so broadband. But yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Mind strengths.
No,
means equivalent width, yeah.
Missed group.
I did miss group.
Subaru telescope, you're right.
Yep.
Hey!
Hey,
wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name because it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Hooray!
Well
done.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Well, once we've got them identified, a lot of them were.
Yeah.
The same problem
yeah.
being random lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the bin in here? And more to the point, can I get to it without
no,
carrying
you can't.
My little bits of wire with me? Excuse me, Karen.
Do we need to remain wired up? Or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
Right.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Eliza know that we're done here?
I've been
playing
with
them all day long.
You could just do it. I'll put it next to there so people know what it is.
This looks excellent. That was very straightforward.
Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not. I'm going to my other office in Nesk.
Like,
how are you
getting up? Well, I was going to say we'll take a taxi, but if it's just me, maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can you just
I ought to
cycle.
Yeah.